What's up, guys? Welcome to Instagram Marketing Secrets, episode 79. Sorry, I'm a little late coming out with this week's episode. One, I was at a business conference, and then I went to Cancun, and I got back yesterday, and I definitely caught something. It is still hitting me, but I wanted to still put this episode out today, so excuse me if I have to take some little pauses and sip my water and potentially cough. I'll try to edit that out for you if I cough into the microphone too loud, but I really wanted to get this episode out for you guys, because as you see from the title, we are talking about using Instagram with ClickFunnels. And if you don't know what ClickFunnels is, you're going to know all about what it is by the end of this, as well as how it could fit into your business, because it certainly is one of the best, if not the best, thing that you can be doing with, I almost want to say any business at this point. I just got back from, let me rewind a little bit. I just got back from FHL 2020, Funnel Hacking Live. So it is the live event put on by ClickFunnels. And from watching all these speakers using ClickFunnels in their business, and their businesses were so different, yet they were all just blowing up. One guy was selling beats to rappers, and he did $200,000 in 1 week with a $17 product using ClickFunnels. There is another person that is a dentist. I don't remember her actual sales numbers, but she runs a dentist office, and she is by far the fastest growing dentist office in her area, and she does so using ClickFunnels. There is someone that sells a course on how to play piano. There's people that sell, you know, or organic like supplements and drinks and things like that. Really, every business can be tied in with ClickFunnels. So what is ClickFunnels? ClickFunnels is essentially a website builder. It's just like, you know, Wix or Squarespace or even WordPress or any of those things. In essence, when you just look at it as a whole, it's something to build a website. However, the thing that separates ClickFunnels versus just a general website is it takes the customers through a one step at a time sales process. So you've probably seen a funnel at some point. If you've ever gone to watch my masterclass, that idmsecrets.com/masterclass, that is also made in ClickFunnels. You go in, you give me your email, then you go to the next step, you watch the webinar, and then you can proceed to the next step if you do want to, you know, look at working with me further or want more information than the webinar. Otherwise, it just takes people through one step at a time. And you may have seen this with buying products. And this is when you might go buy a product and then it says, thanks for your order. Your order is not complete yet. You have 10 minutes to add on this for this percentage off. Otherwise, you'll never see this offer again. And the time that I realized how powerful ClickFunnels was, or just funnels in general. Okay, there's other funnel builders out there. Contra, Lead Pages. I would never consider using any of them at all. I wouldn't care if they were free. I wouldn't even consider using them over ClickFunnels, because the amount of value that Russell Brunson, the owner of ClickFunnels, has brought to me. Basically, the story that it hit me like I need to get on ClickFunnels is I was online and I saw a webinar, and I was just kind of curious of, it was like for fitness. And this guy did a webinar that was, these are the foods that are killing your testosterone that you need to stop eating now. And then it was a webinar, and it was 1 hour. There's a lot of medical terms and fitness slang, if you will, that was used in it. And I didn't fully retain it, but I got the gist of it that, you know, essentially these pills were to increase your testosterone so that you can burn body fat and add muscle quicker. And I was like, whatever. And it was $40 for a bottle, and I did it. And then the next step, it said, awesome, thanks so much for your order, but it's not done yet. And you've got 10 minutes if you want to add on 5 more bottles for basically like 50% off the cost. So it was like 100, right? It was like the first bottle was 40. And it was like, do you want 5 more bottles for 100? And I was like, I feel like I should do this. And I remember at the time, I was not trying to spend a lot of money on myself, right? I was trying to keep personal expenses to a low. So I said, no, I don't. And then the next page, it said, do you want to add on 3 bottles for $70? And I was like, and I was like, still like, I shouldn't spend this money right now, but I've got 10 minutes to take him up on this deal or I'll never see it again. And I know I would never see it again because it doesn't exist on a website. It's like a funnel. Like, I can't get back here, right? Unless I would, like, I guess, find the ad again and go through the funnel. But because I already bought, I'm likely not going to see this ad again, because when you set up Facebook ads, you usually exclude people who have already bought your offer from seeing your ad. So, like, I knew, like, I'm not going to see this again. And I called my buddy and I was like, hey, do you want to split this with me? And I've got like 5 minutes to do it. And he's like, fine, whatever, I'll trust you. And then we did it. And it's like, none of those sales would have happened on a website. And the reason why is because when people have to go on your website and then they click add to cart and then they type in all their info and then proceed to check out, they can leave to go price check your item with others on Amazon. They can leave to go do research or, you know, oh, I'll just leave it in my cart and I'll come back and check it out tonight. Whatever happens, you need to understand that in sales, the goal, as I've talked about in previous episodes, is to get a yes or no decision out of everyone. If you do not give people a hard deadline to make a decision, they won't, especially with online sales. So what happens with a funnel is you just get yes or no. Okay, cool, yes or no. And each one is on a timer because that's the only way that they will stay free from all of the other distractions. And you don't have like your blogs up across the top. You don't have your About Us page or your homepage or anything. It's just, do you want to buy this or not? Okay, you do. All right, do you want to add on this? Yes or no? No? All right, do you want to add on this? Yes or no? Cool, do you want to add on this? Yes or no? And if you're hearing this, oh, that would annoy people, it does not at all. So when someone buys that first offer, they've already given you their credit card information. So when you're upselling after that, it's like if they were to exit off the page when it's like, do you want to add three more? Then it wouldn't matter. You would still have closed your one. Okay, whatever, wherever the order left off, it will be closed at. So if they want to leave, they can. But you're going to show them more offers because who does that benefit? Sure, it benefits your company, but the only way to get further sales after is by showing the customer exactly what they want. So in this case of like me buying this workout supplement, I bought the one bottle and then I got upsold to the three bottles, and I'm so glad that I did it because I would have ran out of that one bottle a while ago, and I do not want to buy it for another one at 40 when I could have gotten three more at 70 had I just been able to make a decision before. So yeah, anyways, I was very pleased with the purchase, and that process, that sales process, I can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt that there's no possible way I would have bought even one bottle had it been on a traditional website where I could have added it to cart and said, you know what, I don't need to really be spending money on myself right now. I'll come back and get this later. But I know there's no possible way I'm gonna make it back to this website with the billions of other distractions and my never-ending mile-long to-do list. There's no way I'm going to make myself back on this website. So it really is now or never. But I would have backed off. I would have gotten distracted. I wouldn't have done it. And the ClickFunnels process is simply to just give people one decision at a time, get a yes or no, and get a much higher average cart value. So that's ClickFunnels in a nutshell. I'm going to dive into the average cart value as well as a golden rule to selling things online right after this quick break from my sponsor. So going back to the golden rule of online sales, this is a sentence that you must understand.
Hey, Bar and Grill fans, it's Jim with Madhouse Bar Talk, where me and my co-hosts sit around and talk about the things going on around Madhouse Bar and Grill in Elyria, Ohio. The whole conversation is unscripted, uncensored, and unedited. Anywhere where you stream podcasts, just remember, Madhouse Bar Talks, baby.
In business, whoever can spend the most money to acquire a customer wins. And the first time I ever heard this sentence, I thought, okay, whichever company has the most money in their bank account wins, which is not accurate at all. Because if a company had $5 billion, but they had a product offer that they basically could only spend $12 on advertising in order for their product sale to be profitable. Advertising cost of sales is one of the most important metrics. If not, it's probably the most important metric when selling things. So in case you're brand new to entrepreneurship, I'm just going to break this down. An example that keeps playing out for me is people ask me what I do. I tell them a little bit. I'm e-commerce, digital course seller. I run a podcast. And then if they start asking, oh, so like what products do you sell? Oh, how much do you buy it for? We have this one product that we buy for $2.10 and it sells for $16. And people who are brand new to entrepreneurship say, oh, cool, you make like 14 bucks every time you get a sale. Not at all. So there's, you know, obviously that's mostly sold through Amazon. So there's the referral fee, shipping. There's the potential that we have to replace the product. There's the, you know, potential custom fees, see shipping. There's just all of these costs that someone who's brand new doesn't really get. They just look at how much does it cost and how much do you sell it for. The other cost is the advertising cost of sale. So how much money do you have to spend on advertising in order to get a sale? Now, with that $16 product, basically, we have about $8 of advertising to get a sale and be profitable. And sometimes it might cost $15 worth of advertising to get a sale. So what does that mean? That means that we lost $7 on someone buying that. And a lot of people don't get that. They think, oh, if I just buy the product for less and just sell it for more, I'm good. However, the name of the game is, can I advertise and get a sale for less than, you know, my remaining profit margin after all of the fixed costs are said and done? And if you can't, then you need to scrap that product entirely, because if I were to buy like 500 of those units and then it's costing me an average of $15 to get a sale, well, obviously I can like raise the price and see if that helps me. But at the end of the day, if I still can't sell it for less than that profit margin for the amount of advertising I have to do to get a sale, then that product needs to be cut. So the thing is on Amazon, a lot of time, like that's a traditional website. A lot of times people just buy one thing, but there's also, because there's so many things on their website, they are likely to like have some bigger carts just because they can literally buy everything that they want. Everything's like 2 days shipped. You know, you don't want to look at Amazon as something to model off of for your website because they have millions of products. For your website, if they're just buying the one thing and they add it to cart and they check out, then great, you sold your one product. However, average cart value is the main statistic in relating to how much you can spend to acquire a customer. So let's say in that example that with my $16 product, what if every time someone bought that $16 product, the next page, it offered them, do you want to buy three more of that product for $40? Then I could maybe have, let's say, like one out of five people take me up on that offer. So of all the people that do the first offer, one out of five do that second offer. And then the next offer, maybe it then offers them a $100 product that we sell for a good discount. And one out of 10 people take me up on that offer. And then there's another offer, and one out of 10 people take me up on that. And then maybe there's one more offer, and one out of 10 people take me up on that. All of those numbers add up to then give us our average cart value. So if someone has a cart of 200, someone has a cart of 100, and someone has a cart of $50 when they check out, that'd be 50 plus 100 is 150 plus 200 is 350. There's three of them. The average cart in that case would be about, you know, 118. So the higher your average cart value is, the more you can spend on advertising to acquire a customer, because now you can say, oh, wow, now we can spend $20 to acquire a customer and still be profitable. Before, when we were just selling that one item by itself and there wasn't an upsell behind it, and I know some of you on your website, if they order over 100, they get free shipping. Yeah, and people do it, but still, a one at a time upsell until they're done is always going to produce way more than just letting them add however much they want to their cart and then hopefully someday checking out. So if we can spend $20 on advertising to acquire a customer, now you can like scale it like crazy, right? Now you can spend like, if you're profitable, you can just crank that up to spending $500, $1,000 a day on advertising. But if you're at the point where it's like, oh, some of our sales cost us $5 of advertising, some of them cost us 15, some of them cost us 30, you know, then you probably have to pull the product or you have to make significant cuts to advertising. So what I'm going to do for you guys, and I apologize if I've been a little bit like all over the place on this episode. I think anyone who understands ClickFunnels is right with me. You know exactly what I'm talking about. If you're brand new to the show or just being an entrepreneur in general, then it may have caught you off guard, but I'll show you guys how you can like check out ClickFunnels at the end of this and it should make a lot more sense. Or you can go on YouTube and like go to like type in ClickFunnels, you know, walkthrough, and you can watch someone build a funnel and you can kind of see how it works. So before I tell you guys of the most common funnels and just go into each business and how a funnel would look for them, here's just a quick word from my sponsor. So let's go over some of the main types of funnels that you can make and just some examples for each of the major industries of those of you listening to the podcast, starting with e-commerce. So whenever you are selling a product that people could benefit from buying multiple of that same product, you're pretty much always going to have the second step in a funnel be buying more of that same product. So in the case of supplements, that's a perfect example. Whenever someone buys a bottle of, like they buy a bottle of protein powder, it's usually not that hard to be like, hey, did you want to buy a second bottle of protein powder for this much? Because it's consumable, right? So that's kind of more of the thing. If it's consumable, then you're pretty much always going to follow it up with another upsell of the same product on the back end. But also if it's just something that people could own multiple of and they wouldn't care about purchasing it all at once. Then with other types of e-commerce products, the goal is that each step in the funnel is going to be the next product that that person would then need because of their previous purchase. So let me give you an example for something. So the thing is, a lot of times people ask, well, how much should that first offer be? How much should I price the second offer? How much should I price the third? And it's not about that. It's about the next logical step in the buying process of what they would want. Now, on top of just trying to upsell, it does downsell as well. So in the case of the supplements, like I told you, I bought one, then it tried to upsell me five. I said no, and then it went to three. If I had said yes to five, then it would have gone to the next level. Or it would have said, okay, well, that supplement, that pre-workout usually goes great with this for post-workout. And it would just offer me the next logical thing that I would then add on. And Amazon and a lot of other websites do this in terms of people who typically bought this frequently bought this. But as you guys know, it doesn't like give you a yes or no, like hard close on that. It kind of is just like sitting there in the wings like, hey, people typically buy this too. Did you want to check it out? And if they don't, then they don't. This would just be you putting all those products that make sense to buy one at a time and offering a super killer deal if they do it at that moment. And because we are then shipping like multiple products at once, if you're someone who ships all of your products or they're all coming from the same warehouse at least, then that means that you're reducing your shipping costs per item when you are putting them all in the same box. So just overall, it's just such a great business model to bring people through this kind of process. Now, let's say with like coaching packages. So for me, like, yeah, my course, it does have like the funnel that you go through, but something I'm sure I'll do in the future that a lot of coaches do is they do what's called the Ascension model. So basically, I could say get my free viral posting guide. And then after you would get my free viral posting guide, on the next page, it would say, spend $45 to partake in my upcoming Instagram challenge. Then it maybe tries to upsell, spend $300 and you get this and this. Okay, cool. They said yes to that. All right, spend $1,000. You get this, this, or this. And it just goes through an ascension. So a lot of times people do like a free offer as that first thing. Like you might see a lot of people doing, it's a free book. All you got to do is pay the shipping. Whenever you see that, you might be wondering, like, how does this work? Well, the thing is, like, with the shipping that you pay for, they basically break even there. And then the next offer will be probably like a $49 course. And then it'll be like a $400 course. And it'll be like a $1,000 course. Then it might even be a $10,000 offer, because they don't care if like 1 out of 1,000 people take that offer. That's still, that person who takes it really helps the average cart value overall. And really, like I said, that's the name of the game. Once you're all set up and you've got all your products and you got your offers and you got like ads that get people to get there, to the start of your funnel and they're buying that first offer, then it's just, all right, like how big can we get these average cart values? And, you know, most people do just take you up on that first offer and click no, 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 no. And that's totally fine. All that matters is that a fraction of them do take you up on that next offer. So coaches, yeah, it can be with various coaching packages, but one of the most common ones is get my book for free. You just pay the shipping, and then maybe it has like a quick order bump for, hey, you want to spend an extra $10 and get the audio version of this book. And maybe it says, maybe they can buy like guidelines or, cheat sheets or, another book, like so many things that you can put as the next thing. But if you're curious as like, well, what is my next thing? All that matters is you go off the rule of, what is the next most logical thing that person would want to purchase after buying the first thing? So maybe to give another example, an e-commerce business, let's say you're selling fishing poles. So you sell a fishing pole, they buy it. The next page, it says, okay, cool. Would you like to buy some lures? And then the next page, it says, okay, would you like to buy some more line? Would you like to buy some bait? And it just goes through the whole process. You don't really buy an iPhone without them then offering you to buy a case, a screen protector, a warranty plan, all these things. So it'd even be smart if like Apple did that. Like essentially they do after you check out on one of their items. But you know, they could even go a step further and like after you buy a laptop, it just like gives you a crazy deal on a tablet. I know that's not Apple's style, so they probably wouldn't do it, but you get what I'm saying. Like the sky's the limit. Start getting your mind wrapping around like how you, even if you don't have the current products to create a funnel right now, even though like it can just be done with one funnel and just be like, do you want one of them? Do you want five of them? Do you want 10 of them? And just going through, each step and just offering more of the same thing. Then, start thinking about, all right, what maybe is another product that we could drop ship or do affiliate marketing for in our niche that we could then, you know, throw this onto our package. So I hope that made sense to you guys. Like I said, that, you know, ClickFunnels in essence is easy to understand once you get in there. I mean, it's a website builder. It's not like you have to understand coding or anything like that. All these funnels that I'm telling you about are already pre-made. They already have like headlines. You can build it from scratch, but I typically don't. Like these are already made. They're beautiful. You click on it and it'll come up with like, here's your button, here's your pictures. And then you just like add your links, you add your own pictures, you change the text to however you want, and you just like plug and play. So ClickFunnels has done an amazing job at making it extremely easy to build. There's absolutely no being tech savvy necessary in order to operate ClickFunnels. It might just take you a little bit of like, you know, trying to build one, maybe watching a few videos on watching people build them. But if you have figured out Wix, if you figured out Squarespace, any of these other website builders, then ClickFunnels is just as easy, if not easier, than most of them, especially WordPress. It's 10 times easier than WordPress to create a website on. And just a little bit more about what ClickFunnels offers apart from just making funnels. They are a CRM too, which is an email platform. So that's awesome. You can collect leads right from ClickFunnels and email them right from ClickFunnels. You can build an entire digital course. So my digital course is hosted in ClickFunnels. So like when my students go in to log in, they log in, then they go to the next page, and that all of that's made in ClickFunnels, where I host all the video content. It's all in order, and they set it up so that they have to build an account, and there's all these other features. They're always adding to it. It's a rapidly growing company with over 100,000 members. If ClickFunnels is something that you want to try out, they do offer a 2-week trial, and I've linked it in my bio. It is an affiliate link, so you will help me out by buying through that link, and you'll get the free 2 weeks, and it won't cost you any extra, but I'd really appreciate if you did use my affiliate link, but at least go over there and check it out, because a lot of your businesses out there could be made from it. Like, there's a reason that Russell always talks about the one funnel away challenge, because you could build a funnel that sells your product and your offers, and you just build it. And once it's built correctly and your ads are built correctly, you have this passive income stream that you're just sending paid traffic to. But because they go through so many upsells, you can spend so much money on paid advertising and still be profitable. So it's huge. I absolutely love it. I will be talking more about it in the future. And from meeting some people at that event, I'll probably having some of the top performers with ClickFunnels on this show too. So again, check it out. The link in the description if you would like to check out what ClickFunnels actually looks like. I'm here for you guys. Thanks so much for listening. I will talk to you soon.